Chag Sameach, Rabbi Kovacs here, and for the first day of Pesach, we pre-recorded, Baruch Hashem, we are holding in Mishneh Yomi in chapter 7 of Eduyot, Mishnayot 6 and 7. Heid Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Pappaeus. Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Pappaeus talked about a vlod, the offspring, shel shlamim, of a animal designated as a korban shlamim, as a peace offering. Sheyikrov shlamim, that the offspring could also be used as a peace offering. So he designated the mother animal. She was pregnant, had the baby. You could bring both of them as a korban shlamim. And that is indeed the default rule d'oraisa. But why did they testify this? Shabbi Eliezer Omer, he had disagreed. He said, Shevolad shlamim lo yikrov shlamim. He said they should not use the offspring as a shlamim. Rather, it should be left to die. It cannot be reused. Chamim omrim yikrov. Now, the logic on Rebbe Eliezer's side is that if you allow people to wait for the mother shlamim to have the baby, then they might keep it around, you know, have a few more babies, you know, keep it around for a long time, and they'll come to do the iser of shearing this animal or working with this animal. They won't treat it with the proper respect of an offering, so we want to motivate people to go ahead and use their offerings right away. Amar Rabbi Pappaeus, remember he's the one who testified in the beginning, Ani Meid, I testify by myself, Shehaita Lonu Para Zivche Shlamim, we had a cow that was designated as a peace offering, Ve'achonuha B'Pesach, and we ate it on Chag HaPesach. Rabotai, that's today. As Rabbi Silver loves to remind us, whenever our scheduled learning lines up with reality, with the Zman, with the holiday, it's like a kiss from Hashem. It's a kiss from Ribono Shel Olam. He's telling his children, I love that you're celebrating with me, and I love that you're learning with me. And when they line up, we should feel very proud and very energized by what we're doing. So Rabbi Pius is confirming that they indeed ate the mother, the cow, on Pesach. Now, it was not a carbon Pesach. That has to be a sheep or a goat. It was their carbon chagiga that we have an egg for on the Seder plate instead of the carbon chagiga. He must have had a big family because they ate the whole cow as their Shalmei Chagiga, as their festive Shlamim offering. So they ate that on Pesach, ve'achonu vloda, and we ate her child, Shlamim b'chag, as a shlamim for the next holiday, the Bartner points out, on Shavuot. So on Shavuot, which is a mere 7 weeks after Pesach, he ate the descendant, the child of the shlamim that they had enjoyed at their Pesach Seder. It's also amazing that yesterday we saw halachot related to becoming tahor, to becoming pure, which people had to do Erev Pesach in order to enjoy their Karban Pesach, and now we're talking about their carbon chagiga and their shlamei chagiga and their shulchan aruch, their festive meal on Pesach. It's a beautiful thing that we're learning the Mishneh Yomi together. Let's go on to Mishneh Zayin. Hem he'idu, they also testified, al aruchot shel nachtomim, these flat wooden boards used by professional bakers, shehen tameot, that they did indeed mekabel tuma. Now, deraisa, on a biblical level, a perfectly flat kli made of eights, made of wood, is not really a kli. If it has no receptacle, no lip, no edges, no rims, not really a kli. But the Rabbanan they're talking about was treated as a kli. Shabbi Eliezer Metaha, Rabbi Eliezer had argued that it was not a kli at all and was never mekabel tuma. Next, hem he'idu al tanur, they talked about an oven, shechatacho chuliot, they cut the oven into segments, v'natan chol ben chulia l'chulia, and then they put sand in between each of these segments. It was cut horizontally and then sort of rebuilt with sand in between, and then of course they would plaster it up to make it stay together. Shehu tamei, that this kind of oven was tamei, means it could be mekabel tuma. Shabbi Eliezer metahar, Eliezer had argued it was tahor, since it had been cut into pieces and the sand was not really viewed as a connection, it was still viewed as a broken oven. The Bartnura concludes here, Ein Holacha Krabi Eliezer, but we know that because this is a very, very famous oven. It's brought in Bava Metzia, the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf 59, actually the very, very bottom of 59a, and then going over to 59b. This is the Tanur Shel Achnai, the Tanur of the snake. Now, the oven is not like a snake. It means the other rabbis surrounded Rabbi Eliezer like a snake with all of their arguments to prove to him that this oven was Mekabel Tuma. Rabbi Eliezer had a Mesura from his own teachers. It was not. And over there in Bava Metzia 59b, Rabbi Eliezer brings heavenly proofs, brings miraculous proofs that the halacha is like him. And famously, Rabbi Yeshua gets up and says, Lo b'shamayim hi. The Torah is not in heaven. The Torah was given to us down on earth. And we've had a discussion and taken a vote. And that's the halacha. And this whole event is also relevant to, of course, the first day of Pesach, because Avadim Hinu L'Par B'Mitzrayim, we were slaves to Paro, then we became slaves of Vadim to Hashem. But Hashem doesn't want mindless robots as slaves. Hashem can create millions of malachim to do his will. Hashem wants us to use our intellect to learn his Torah. The Torah was in Shemayim. Hashem's given it to us, and it's up to us to learn it and teach it and employ it and bring it into this world. So really, the mark of a free person is someone who's osek in Torah, ein ben chorin el osek b'Torah, somebody who truly wants to free their mind, needs to be completely involved in Torah and actually bring the Torah into this world. That's a sign of freedom. The Mishnah goes on, another halacha, hem he'idu, they testified to, shem abrin et eshana, you could add a month to the year. This goes back to Masechet Rosh Hashanah, talking about adding a leap month to a leap year. B'chol Adar, you could do it for the entire month of Adar, up to the end of Adar. Shehayu Omrim, because other people had said Adar Purim. You could only add that extra month, that Adar Sheni, until Purim, but not the second half of Adar. Finally, Hem Ha'idu, they also testified, Shem Abrin at Hashana Al Tanai, that the high court could add a extra month to the year on condition. Now, the condition is that the Nasi would agree. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin said that the Nasi has to agree when they add a month to the year, but what if the Nasi is gone? So the Mishnah actually brings, it might say there was an actual event, but Rabban Gamliel was the Nasi, the president of the court, Shacholuch Litol Rishut Mehegion Besuria. He had to go on political business to protect Am Yisrael. He had to go and deal with the non-Jewish officials who were in Syria, Vishachalavo, and it was taking a long time for him to get back. So meanwhile, the rest of the Sanhedrin debated and went through the calculations, Ve'ibru et Hashana, and they decided to add a month to that year, Al Tanai, on condition that Kishiyirtze Rabban Gamliel, that when Rabban Gamliel would agree, then it would be effective. Kashaba, when Rabban Gamliel came back, Amar Rotini, he says, yes, I do agree to your decision, your calculations, and Nitzet Hashana Meuberet. It came out that the year had been extended, Al Tanai, and this was effective. Yishar Koach, Tizkele Mitzvot, Chag Kasher V'Sameach.